There's a reason that we love. And that reason is because God first loved us. Sometimes, and I've heard it myself growing up, I don't believe anybody knows what love is. I know what it is in me. You know what it is in you. Love is caring enough to give more than yourself. Love is the power that God has given us to be able to relate both on earth and in heaven. The same love that you have today will be the same love that you will have in heaven. You got a power pack of love in your heart. And in that word love is all the strength that you're going to need for any situation that comes in your life. Sometimes we don't think so. Many will ask, where was God? He said he loved me, and yet this happened, that happened. This one died, that one was injured. Well, God is where he said he would be. Emmanuel. Do you know what Emmanuel means? God with us. Now, Emmanuel, God with us, doesn't say that you can call on God and he'll come and he'll be with you. Doesn't say that. Doesn't mean that. Emmanuel, God in us, God with us. I don't have to say, Lord, won't you come? Because I'm a Christian. He's already here. He's already in your heart. He's already in your life. Yes, you and I are not going to be able to figure out why this happened, why that happened. Where was God? I can tell you where he was. He was right in the middle of it. Why did it happen that way? I don't know. But I do know of a promise. The prophets of old said a Messiah is coming. Emmanuel is coming. God with us. And when God comes, he's not leaving. Now, God's not going to walk out on me just because I have a bad case of the stupids, because I do something foolish. God doesn't walk out and say, he's not mine today. I'm his forever and ever, folks. I belong to him. That's just like your children. Your children are still your children. See, yes, love is powerful. But God's love is the greatest of all power. Amen. Because you sometimes, Brother Randy, you'll find this hard to believe. Sometimes I'm not lovable. No. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're not lovable. You getting it? Yet there's no time that God doesn't love you. And at any time that we will call on his name, I promise you, the light comes on. The love is already there. The excitement and the joy of knowing tomorrow is a better day, but today's getting better all the time. That's revival. That's understanding. The love of God is so strong, so great, so powerful, so tall, you can't go over it. So deep, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get around it. You're going to run into God's love in every situation, and any situation you will find yourself in, God's love. And God says, I love you. He made love personal. He made that love so personal that he sent his one and only son. Now, pay attention to this. Jesus was doing quite well in eternity with God the Father. See, there's never been a time that Jesus hadn't existed. Jesus, the Son of God, has always existed. But in God's plan, love had to be king and first and foremost for the creation that God created. And Jesus was going to have to be come down from heaven, born of woman. You and I are from the earth, born of man and woman. But Jesus, somebody had to pay. There had to be a Christmas day. There had to be a love story that surpasses any and all other love stories you will ever read or see or hear about. For God so loved that he gave. That's what love's about. Giving. Now, see, we don't seem to have the problem of giving everybody the bad part of us. I'm having a bad day. You stick with me so you can be miserable too. That's the human nature. And it just aggravates the old grouches when you say, okay, I'm going to be with you. And you talk about love and you express that love and you give them a hug and they, you make me feel so weird. Well, now you were weird before I started. It is the love that Christ gives to us. God opened his arms and he hugged the world, all of his creation. And he says, I love you this much. Why? Because 1 John 4:16 says, God is love. See, it's just not that God has love. God is love. So the is love of God is in you. And when you say yes to Jesus, you're loved through and through. God reaches in. He touches who you really are. For you are spirit. And you are a spirit that has a body. And that spirit is squeezed by the love of God. And you're loved all through your human life and beyond. See, God can't love me any more than he already loves me. Because when he said, I love you, and gave us his son, we understood that love is giving. God said, I want you to know the best way to express my love is for you to give. You give to others. You help others. Love is giving, always has been. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I like the old English, everlasting life is eternal. God says, I'm going to give because I am love. And because you and I are loved, we know to give. We receive the love of God. So it is that power that you have to love others. Not everybody that you come in contact with is lovable. You know that. But you're not always lovable. But you're always loved. See, God looks at me and he looks at you. And I listen to so many young people and older people anymore that say, I don't feel love. I don't care what you feel. You're loved. If you don't feel it, it's because you're not accepting it. You're pushing it away. I've met with individuals so often that they didn't want to feel love. They were punishing themselves. You want to punish yourself? Push love away. Push acceptance away. I love you like you are. And God says, now you love one another just like I have loved you. No more like you think. We get aggravated with each other. That's okay. Most of the aggravation is because we do love. And we're afraid for one another. We're afraid for our loved ones. I guarantee you there is not a parent alive, the real parent, that doesn't have fear as soon as that teenager gets their driver's license and that first drive that they take. There's so much praying going on. Lord, please help him. I know he can be hard-headed and cantankerous. Well, guess where that came from? Lord, calm him down and keep him safe. Isn't that what we want? For our loved ones to be safe? Well, when your loved ones are saved, they're safe. Safe in the hands of Jesus. Safe in the arms of God. Safe in the mind of God. There'll never be a point in your life where you will ever hear your Creator say to you, I don't love you anymore because of your actions. Love supersedes that. It's a giving love. But it was a sacrificial love. Remember the cross? It was a sacrificial love. 1 John 4:9-10. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son. Now, did you hear me? Sending his son, meaning his son was already in existence. His son has been in existence as long as God. God has no beginning and no ending. Boy, don't that one mess your mind up. That's God. And God sent his son to show us how much he loved us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have eternal life. Not just life in a human body that is miserable so often, but have eternal life through him. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Sin had to be paid for. Man couldn't do it. We couldn't keep the laws. We could not even, and didn't have the ability from the human standpoint to do it. You can't even control your tongue, can you? I guarantee you, during this season, there's no telling what's going to come out of that mouth of yours. And you're going to wish you hadn't said it. You have no control over it. God said, I realize that. So keep your mouth shut and just accept my love. That's the love that God has for us. He said, I will be your sacrifice through my son God incarnate. That's the love story of Christmas. That's the truth about how much God loves us, just like you are. I'll love you. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's sacrificial love. God's everlasting, unfailing love. Yep. It's everlasting. And it will never fail you. God's love will never fail you. Yet, how many times I hear people talk about, I feel like a failure. Christian, as a Christian, you can't be a failure. You have already won. That's what Christmas is all about. A child is born. Emmanuel, God with us. I'm going to be in you. Where you go, I go. Uh-oh. Well, you said I'm going to be there to hear it. Uh-oh. And I'm going to love you anyway. Okay. Because I know that you are but dust of the earth. The human condition, God understands. Because Jesus came that first Christmas to live the human condition. To know exactly how we feel, what we have to deal with. We couldn't do it because of the we're made of dust. Jesus came from heaven, born of a woman, to feel the pain of this human life. What a Christmas! How awesome a God that wants to take our pain and feel it so that we wouldn't have to. I'll never feel what Jesus felt on that cross. You know why? Because Jesus felt it on that cross. He took it. I'll never feel the separation that Jesus felt. Remember when he was on the cross? Giving it all through love for you and me. The pain was so miserable within him, but the greatest of it was he no longer, the only time, before time, that this ever happened, he yelled out to God his Father, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" See, God had to turn away from the one he loved so dear. He turned away, and Jesus had never been separated from God the Father. He never had that feeling. He never had the feeling as he walked on earth, but only on that cross did he have to feel the pain of total separation from God the Father. That was at the moment that he was paying the ultimate for our sins through love. I'll do it because I love them. And God had withdrawn his presence from Jesus. And he cried out. Can't you imagine the feeling of Jesus when he heard that voice again? "I'm right here, son. You have accomplished the greatest love and love story ever told." Merry Christmas, folks. We receive the greatest of Christmas presents, total forgiveness from our God. through His Son. It's everlasting, unfailing. It'll never be taken away. The love that you have will last throughout eternity. Jeremiah 31:3, I loved you with an everlasting love. Psalm 89:2, God's unfailing love will last forever. Unfailing means that you can't even pull away from it. God's going to love you when you're unlovable. You already know that because half the time we're unlovable. We don't even like ourselves. Yet God loves us through all of that. And mark it down. That love is eternal. God's eternal forgiving love. Forever. In this human condition, I'll be forgiven. I am forgiven. Forgiveness in you as a Christian continues step after step. Folks, God didn't make a mistake when you were born, letting you be born. He didn't make a mistake when you thought He did, by allowing you to make the mistakes in your life. I do not understand everything about why we live this human existence, but I'm thankful for God's love that He allowed us, because without being born of water, human birth, and the Spirit, we cannot be in heaven. So that is a gift from God, being born in a human condition. God always loves because He knows the condition of mankind. And He knows we're a mess. And He happens to love us, mess and all. John 5:24. Truly, truly, Old English, verily, verily. Just take it as truly I say it to you. He who hears my word, now you got it, and believes Him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Well, you know, I got to be judged. Your judgment was on that cross. Now, your works are going to be judged. A lot of them burn up, not going to make it. But you, when you said yes to Jesus, the only place you're going is where Jesus is. You got me? That's the word of God. That's the promise of God. That first Christmas, well, you couldn't get any better than a baby in a manger. The kings weren't there. All the religious people, all with the greatest knowledge, no Pharisees were there. Isn't it interesting? The angel didn't go to any of them. He goes on the side of the hill, and the angel announces to shepherds tending the herds. Shepherds were not welcome at all in the community area. They didn't smell good, for one thing. And they were expecting. That's why the angel went to them. They knew the story and was expecting the Savior to come. And the angel goes to them. Go to the city of Bethlehem, for unto you this day a Savior. Savior is born. Your Savior what it's going to take for you to survive. They didn't hesitate. Man, they were terrified. Wouldn't we all be? But you know what they did? Though they were terrified, shaking. Yeah, you get an angel coming down, and then a whole bunch of angels came in a chorus. You get a little shook up. But they went anyway, shaking and trembling, for they believed a Savior had come, Christ the Lord. That's God's word. And it doesn't get better than God's word. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, we thank you for love. That one word, dear Lord God, that takes care of every situation, leads us through every battle in our life, gives us direction when we feel so lost in this world. But that love, dear Lord God, will carry us through. It's your love. And you said it's everlasting within us. It's an everlasting love that we'll always have with us. We ask your blessing now, Father, as you help us to remember that first Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.